In this bulletin, three more Australians confirmed dead following White Island eruption. Thousands of Sydneysiders demand climate action after weeks of bushfires. And in tennis, Ashley Barty has been named WTA Player of the Year. The latest SBS News. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Three more Australians have been confirmed dead in the wake of the White Island volcanic eruption in New Zealand. The deaths of Coffs Harbour friends Jason Griffiths, Carla Matthews and Richard Elzer have been confirmed by their six travelling companions. Adelaide man Gavin Dallow and his 15-year-old stepdaughter Zoe Hosking and Brisbane mother and daughter Julia and Jessica Richards have also been named as dead or presumed dead. Senior GNS science volcanologist Graham Leonard says conditions on the island are still too dangerous to attempt recovery of the bodies of those still missing.
There are two key risks. First, environmental. Now, this is highly wind varying, but at times it will be challenging for breathing, seeing or walking on the island, and at other times clear. Second of all, there is the risk of another eruption, like Monday's eruption, while on the island.
Thousands of people have rallied in Sydney to demand climate action in the midst of a devastating bushfire season. A mass of people crowded Town Hall with one police officer at the scene, estimating the number of protesters exceeding 7,500, but other estimates suggesting around 20,000. It comes after thick bushfire haze activated smoke alarms across Sydney, causing the evacuation of workplaces, train stations and the rural fire service headquarters. The devastating fires have focused attention on climate change, with scientists saying the blazes have come earlier and with more intensity than usual due to global warming and a prolonged drought. Indigenous rights activist Uncle Bruce Shillingsworth says climate change action starts with the knowledge of traditional owners.
Our First Nation people have been living in this continent for over 60,000 years plus. Look what's happening in the last 230 years of this country. Shame! Our First Nation people have protected the land, the waterways, the animals and the birds of this continent.
Swedish climate change activist Greta Thunberg has been named Time magazine's Person of the Year for 2019 for starting an environmental campaign in August 2018, which became a global movement. In the 16 months since, she's addressed heads of state at the UN, met with the Pope and inspired 4 million people to join the global climate strike on the 20th of September. Ms Thunberg, who turned 17 in January, has urged immediate action to address what she describes as the global climate crisis. Speaking at the Madrid UN Climate Summit, Ms Thunberg talked about the most recent figures released by the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change.
It says that if we are to have a 67% chance of limiting the global temperature rise to below 1.5 degrees Celsius, we had on January 1st, 2018, 420 gigatons of CO2 left to emit in that budget. With today's emissions levels, that remaining budget will be gone within about 8 years.
India's ruling Hindu nationalist government has secured parliamentary approval for a controversial citizenship law that critics say undermines the country's secular constitution. The Citizenship Amendment Bill seeks to grant Indian nationality to Buddhists, Christians, Hindus, Jains, Parsis and Sikhs who fled Afghanistan, Bangladesh and Pakistan before 2015. The bill passed the upper house of India's parliament with 125 members supporting it and 105 opposing a day after clearing the lower house. It sparked protests in part of the country, with critics saying it's discriminatory and anti-Muslim. In tennis, Australia's Ashley Barty has been named WTA Player of the Year after capturing her maiden Grand Slam singles title and reaching the top of the world rankings. Barty became the first Australian to win the French Open since Margaret Court in 1973 when she took out the title in June. The 23-year-old also won the prestigious Miami Open and became the first Australian woman to reach the WTA World No. 1 ranking since Yvonne Goolagong-Cawley in 1976. With Barty's 57 match wins this year, the most by any player. Bianca Andreescu took out the WTA Newcomer Award, while Swiss Belinda Bencic was named Comeback Player of the Year. A look at the weather for the rest of today. Very hot in Perth and 39. Sunny in Adelaide, 24. Partly cloudy and 19 for Melbourne. A shower or two for Hobart and 18. Partly cloudy in Canberra, 29. In Wollongong, smoke haze and 21. Much the same for Sydney, 24. Smoke haze as well for Newcastle and 23. In Brisbane, a possible shower or storm, 33. 32 for Cairns with showers. And in Darwin, a possible shower or storm, 35 degrees there. Peggy Giacomelos with SBS News.